Blackmores is Australia's leading natural health brand. Based on the vision of naturopath and founder Maurice Blackmore, the company is passionate about natural health and inspiring people to take control of and invest in their well-being. The company is developing products and services that deliver a more natural approach to health based on their expertise in vitamins, minerals, herbs and nutrients. On the line is Christine Holgate. And Christine is the Chief Executive Officer and Managing Director of Blackmores. Good afternoon, Christine.
Good afternoon.
Now, today you've put out the half-year results for Blackmores and with over 200 million sales, up 22%. This is a very different scenario from 18 months ago. Can you just let us know what's driven the change?
Well, I think we recognised a few years back that there was a really changing market dynamic, particularly in Australia. And so we were very clear then that we needed to focus and create a transformation journey. So we had four clear strategic priorities, and really today we're reaping the rewards of that previous strategy.
So what would you say is the key area for growth for Blackmores?
I guess what we're really pleased with is that every region that we operate in and every major brand has contributed to this. So we've had a fantastic performance from our Australian business. We've got good growth in a lot of our Asian markets. Pharmaceuticals, a recent acquisition we did a couple of years back, has performed very well. So, and as a result of all of that great performance from a sales perspective, that has enabled us to drive some significant operational benefits, which have also aided to our results.
Now, you've got a strong domestic presence in Australia, and I think we spoke before, you've got just about a product in every household in Australia. But you're quite across Asia, which may surprise a lot of people. You're across 12 countries in Asia?
That's correct.
And so how was the performance of the company, you know, in perspective of the Australian performance and your Asian performance?
Well, we're in 12 different Asian markets, and overall the region is up 5%, and it contributed 35 million in sales. But I guess this region, if you look just a couple of years back, we would have only been doing 10 million at this point. Many of our markets have really enjoyed high growth, like Malaysia was up over 10%. But Thailand's one of our core markets, and that, as I'm sure you know from other businesses, has had some sort of depressed retail challenges following some instability a year or so back. Overall, I think we're really pleased with Asia, and it's been a really important strategic pillar for us because apart from its contribution in its own right, it has enabled us to do two other very important things. The first one is the volumes that we've got from Asia have really helped us deliver significant operational benefits for our Australian business. And it has also provided a bit of a natural hedge on our currencies for the company.
Wow. Can we talk financials for a second? Now, the half-year results are out today, and you've got a number of highlights and an improved financial position and a very strong balance sheet. Can you just outline some of those highlights and how those were achieved?
Of course. Look, we have, as I said earlier, a really strong sales and a really strong focus on cash throughout the business. And that's enabled us to pay down about 10 million in borrowings and also more than double our working capital. And we've halved our net debt. That's gone from 82 million to 37 million. And as I said, about 2.5 years ago now, we acquired a business. And the great thing about today is I can say to my shareholders, we've paid back all of that debt to acquire that business and some. So that business is now...
That's the bioceuticals business,
right?
You're talking, yeah.
Yeah, it's been a great acquisition for us. It's benefited us in many different ways. The earnings from that business are actually up 40% in the first half, with sales up almost 20%. So really strong, profitable growth. And that was off of a year last year where it equally had a very strong performance. It's also really helped us with getting to really the front line with healthcare practitioners and understanding better consumer health needs. So the benefits for us, we believe, are much bigger than financial, but the financial benefits are pretty good too.
So I guess investors will be looking at, you know, what your plan is for the second half. Can you go through the what's going to be the future for the next 6 months?
Well, I think what's probably really important is that we continue to focus on those strategic priorities. That plan has paid off well, and we need to keep focused on it. We really need to continue to understand the needs of consumers and put those understandings at the very heart of our business so that we develop just the best quality natural health solutions that really work and what they need. I also think through our Blackmores Institute, we can offer trusted advice and education to both consumers and healthcare professionals, which is very important. And we will continue to drive operational efficiencies, as I mentioned earlier, and not least, we'll continue to focus on growing Asia.
Well, I was going to ask you what the challenges would be for the next 6 months, but it sounds like what are the opportunities that you'd be getting into in the next 6 months?
I guess one of my challenges is, it's keeping focused on those opportunities, because we do see a lot of opportunity ahead of us. Of course we've got challenges. No business hasn't. And we just need to keep focused, keep working hard. And I think then we will be able to deliver for our shareholders the improved returns that they want.
Well, that's my final question, Christine. So at the end of the year, what do you see as the outcome for the company and for the shareholders in particular?
Well, we are really pleased with where we've ended the first half. It's given us a really strong platform to build on for the second half and help us be better prepared for any challenges that we can't foresee. I think we're also quietly pleased that we're able to reward our shareholders for sharing our belief in the future prospects of the company as we transform this business. In terms of having a real prediction where I'll end the year, I think, there's still uncertainty. I don't know what I don't know, but we do give you regular updates with quarterly reporting, and at this point I'm confident we will be able to give a year-end position which will deliver our shareholders improved returns.
Christine Holgate, Chief Executive Officer and Managing Director for Blackmores Limited, thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you.